Consumers driving retail prices. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, earlier this week, we told you that the semi-annual market basket survey conducted by American Farm Bureau Federation revealed a 3% increase in 6 months for 16 food items that could be used to prepare one or more meals, with chicken, bacon, and milk seeing some of the biggest increases. And now we have American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson with more insight on the increases, as he notes that agriculture hasn't had any major weather disasters so far this year, so the issue isn't on the supply side.
We have higher production of chicken and pork and dairy products coming online in the last 2 or 3 months. So it's not an issue that supplies are down and that's putting pressure on prices, really. It's coming from somewhere else. And I would note a couple of things. We continue to have fairly high costs in the processing and retailing sector. Energy prices remain fairly high. Fuel prices are fairly high.
And Anderson says that the increases seem to have more to do with what's going on in the consumer market rather than that on the producers' farms. Perhaps a sign of consumer optimism.
I think the market's somewhat in transition right now, and most of the activity is really on the demand side of the market. What's going on with consumers?
But Anderson does note that there are still several opportunities for consumers to find some bargains.
That's something that I tell people all the time. Retailers, particularly lately, I think, have been very aggressive at featuring certain products and offering really good deals and attractions to get people into their store, and it really pays to shop around and look at what's featured and find ways to stretch your dollar.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.